Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Diana Krekus. I'm the Take Action Life Coach, and today I'm doing a special radio show. You know, today's been really crazy for me, so what's wonderful is when you work from home, you could plan anything, do what you want to do, and, you know, work around life. And that's basically what I'm doing today. This morning I had to go out at 9 o'clock, so I couldn't do my 9 o'clock show, but that doesn't mean that I, you know, can't do it sometime during the day. So I figured I'd do it at 11. It's kind of quiet. You know, I have no interruptions. I'm hit up on Facebook and Twitter and all over, you know, LinkedIn. You know, this is kind of the time to kind of like wind down and just relax. But one of the things I have noticed is that people have a problem with believing in themselves. Okay. I talk to people. I'm just amazed. I knew that there was a problem with hope, and I knew there was a problem with believing in yourself, but I didn't realize it was to this magnitude. You know, I talk to people, it's like, I'm okay, I'm all right, I'm good, you know, but there's no real passion. There's nothing, you know, where they're, hey, I'm excited today, or I'm doing fantastic, but none of that. It's more like, yeah, okay. And what I've noticed is there's a big problem, a huge problem with conformity. You know, I'll ask somebody, well, why are you doing whatever you're doing? And they'll say, oh, I don't know. I guess it's supposed to be that way. You could hear even in my tone when I'm speaking right now, you know, when somebody talks to you, you know, you go, hey, how's your day going? I'm fine. It's such a mellow, down tone. I mean, I pick it up constantly when I talk to people. I'm very intuitive with that. I could tell you when somebody's having a problem, you know, I could even narrow it down with just a few questions. That's what the thing is with coaching. You know, one of the things that we constantly do is ask questions. And what was good about it was when I was a visiting nurse, I used to do that all the time, you know, to get to the bottom as to what's happening with a patient, what's going on, what's really, really going on. It's not the disease process, something else is underlying. And I've been noticing when I do the coaching, it's the same thing. When I talk to people, you know, there is something else underlying. And a lot of it is they don't believe in themselves. You know, have you ever felt like everything has gone wrong no matter what you did, right? That no matter how much you've been trying to get to your goals, to your visions, nothing's working. Everything seems to be in the way. You know, it's like, oh, goodness, here's Murphy's Law again. If anything could happen, it'll happen, you know. Well, there is hope. There really is hope. You know, I'm going to say something, and I hope I don't offend people, but it is the reality, okay? You are a product of what you think about. Let me repeat that again. You are a product of what you think about. If you think you're a loser, you are a loser. I mean, if you go back in history and just listen to people like, you got Henry Ford, I mean, Aristotle, there's so many people that, you know, the big secret, you know, I constantly hear people tell me, you know, what is the secret to your success? What, you know, what is it? You know, or you see people constantly seeking the secret. Like when the secret came out, everybody thought that they would get this big secret and they're going to make multi-million dollars and everything's going to be fine. They didn't have to work. Well, let me tell you something. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. You know, and a lot of people got upset about it. It's like, wait a minute, what's this big secret when, you know, this isn't a secret. This is what people know. Exactly. That's what it is. It's not a secret. It's really what's inside of you. If you feel that you cannot do it, you are darn right you cannot do it. You know, it's all on your mindset. Your mindset can make a difference in your business. It can make a difference in your personal life. It can make a difference at work if you're still working. I mean, it makes a huge, huge difference. And what happens is if you have a really poor-ass mindset where you're nasty and you're, you know, like, well, I'm not going to smile. I'm going to be like this. If you act like that, well, guess what? You're going to draw people who are exactly like that. you're not going to draw somebody positive to you. They're going to be like, oh, my God, like repelling, you know, like in those vampire movies where they put the crosses up, you know, like, hey, get away. Because people do not want to be surrounded with negative people. It's just, it lowers you to, you know, it takes, sucks your energy. It really, really sucks your energy when you're around negative people. So if you're seeing that you're not getting this done, you're not getting that done, you know, it can be your mindset. I could bet my bottom dollar that it's your mindset. Because if you already look at tasks that, you know, I already explained to you guys about time management, how important time management is. I also explained about naysayers. You got naysayers in your life. You know, some people are very fortunate that they don't have naysayers. But there's one in every family. Let's just put it that way. Okay? There really is one in every family that's going to tell you that what you're doing is wrong. And if you sit there and feed into that BS, you're going to actually start becoming that. You know, that's why I mentioned about mindset, getting the stuff that's the hardest out of the way. It's because when you accomplish something, when you got a task done, especially a task, a real big task that, you know, you just got to accomplish, doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that really, really feel good inside that you have accomplished that? Well, yeah, it does. So that's why you have to get these goals and these things, you know, in place. And you have to remember something. You know, I tell people, when you make your goals, I'm going to talk about this next week about making goals. Because I have people, yeah, I made my goals. Okay, I want to make more money. I want to not be able to work so much. You know, I want to spend time with my kids. Okay, that's not enough. That's wishes. That's not goals. Goals are very, very specific, and I'm going to go down exactly how to, you know, go down the line exactly how to set goals. You know, your short-term goals, your mid goals, your long-term goals. You know, what are you going to plan for the next week? What are you going to do for one day? What are you going to do for a whole month? What are you going to do for 60 days? What are you going to do for 90 days? And we're going to be very specific. But if you don't have those goals in place, specific goals in place, and you're going to say, well, I'm going to work this home-based business, and I'm going to make money, you don't know where to start. You don't. You have no clue where to start. You know, oh, yeah, I need an autoresponder. Oh, yes, I need squeeze pages. Oh, yes, I need advertising. But if you don't have a specific plan of action done, you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to get frustrated. You're not going to believe in yourself, and you're going to throw your dreams right out the window. I know I've mentioned this in other calls where I have actually met with people who were entrepreneurs. I met them in my nursing career, and they had dreams, they had visions, but they allowed other people to determine their decision, okay? They lost opportunities, I mean huge, huge opportunities to be in Dunkin' Donuts when it first came out. Back in the day, to be in Howard Johnson's, to be, you know, to own a part of Howard Johnson's. They missed it because they listened to other people. And you know the old saying that the most richest place in the world is cemeteries, because a lot of dreams, a lot of visions, a lot of goals are buried with people. They will never come out. People, those ideas won't surface. Nothing. Because they let it die inside of them. You know, we always hear, don't let the music die inside of you. Get that music out. It's the same thing with goals. It's the same thing with visions. You need to get it out. Because let me tell you something. If you don't, you're being very, very selfish. And I know it sounds kind of harsh, but it is. It's true. You're being selfish because your goals, your visions are going to impact other people. Okay? And if you don't follow through with the gift that was given to you by your higher power, again, mine is God, if you don't follow through, you're doing an injustice to the people who you are supposed to touch the lives of. Let me repeat that. If you are not following your goals and your dreams and your visions, you are doing an injustice to the people whose who, by you doing your goals, is going to impact their lives. Okay? And that could be family. That could be friends. That could be people you never even met yet. But if you choose to let that die, you're actually doing a disservice to humanity. That's how much, I'm telling you, that's how much your dreams, your visions, your goals matter. But if you don't believe in yourself that you could get it done, you're not going to get it done, and you're going to have the should-haves, could-haves, would-haves. And then what? And then what? Your life's over with. I met a gentleman on LinkedIn who told me, he said that he lived a life of failures. He was listening to other people. He wasn't doing the stuff that he wanted to do. Now at the age of 66, he's able to do things. He goes, I hope it's not too late. It's not too late, ladies and gentlemen. It's never too late to get started. It's the fact of getting started. You know, look at Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders was in his 60s when he did Kentucky Fried Chicken. Hello? How big is Kentucky Fried Chicken? Okay? It doesn't matter your age. What really matters is the fact that you took the bull by the horn and you decided to do something about your life. You know, that's the problem. That's what this, if you've ever heard of Earl Nightingale, he wrote what was called The Strangest Secret. Okay? Again, everybody was like, oh my God, The Secret, you know, because it says you master your key to an abundant life if you know the secret. Okay? Well, everybody was reading, you know, Earl Nightingale. He's kind of like the pioneer in personal development, you know, in things to change your life. And the big deal of the secret, I don't want to ruin the story for you, but the big deal of the secret is for you to do things that others don't do. If you're in conformity and you have no clue as to why you're doing what you're doing, you're living an injustice. You're living a life of conformity. Conformity is deadly. It's deadly, ladies and gentlemen, okay? It really, really is. That's the problem we have here in the United States. When we have all these lawmakers doing what they want to do, Congress doing whatever they want to do, these politicians doing whatever they want to do, because nobody has the nerve to stand up to them. Because it's like, well, that's the way it's been, so we got to do it that way. Bullshit. That's not the way it's been, okay? When we had our country was created, there was men who said, you know what, we're not taking this anymore. And we're going to have a United States of America, and we're going to do what needs to be done for people in the future. Those guys had the guts to stand up for this, okay? That's the same thing for you. If you believe in something, you can't let somebody take it away from you. You need to say, you know what? I've had enough. If you're tired of going to work every day for a lousy boss, getting up in the morning, okay, getting up at ungodly hours sometimes, because like I said, I see people ride past my house, drop off the kids, go to a job you hate, okay, deal with a boss that's a real pain in the ass. If that's what you want, you know, you want to change that, well, guess what? You're the only one that could change it. Because if you don't, your boss ain't going to change it. They may change it. They may say, you know what, we had enough of you, so we're done. We're just going to replace you. Okay? Let me tell you something. A lot of people are being let go. Don't think that your job, I don't care what your job is, there's nurses out there whose jobs are being let go. Okay? Guess what? They need nurses. Okay? Nurses help people who are sick. Does it matter? People are getting let go of their jobs, okay? If you start looking at what's happening, they're doing all this automated stuff. Well, the stuff that could be replaced by human beings, guess what? They're being replaced because they don't have to worry about paying a machine, okay? So if you have one of those kind of jobs, you better start really thinking and thinking fast. And one of the best things you could do is start a home-based business, okay? If you have questions how to start a home-based business, call me, okay? Get in contact with me. Send me an email, all right? But you got to do something. Because if you're complaining about this, you're complaining, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money to send my kid to college. I don't have enough money to, you know, go on vacation. I don't have enough money to buy a house. Whatever it is, the only one who could change it is you. Nobody else. Okay? And if you have a spouse, you know, that also has no belief in themselves, guess what? You both are doing an injustice to each other. You are. Sometimes a spouse needs to see from you that, wait a minute, I believe we could do this. Because they've lost hope. And maybe what you could do is impact them and say, you know what, I really believe we could do this. Let's sit down. And when you open up their eyes, they start getting excited. And they have this light. I mean, with my coaching, I see people, and when they go get that aha moment, when they open up their eyes, when that light shines, oh, my God, it's huge. I mean, I see the smiles on their faces. I see a totally different person transforming right in front of my eyes. So let's recap here. If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to do what needs to be done to get to your goals and your vision. You're not. And if you're living a life of conformity, that you come home, like I said, you have a miserable job, you come home, you grab the kids, you give them whatever, you know, you don't even have time to cook them a decent meal, you stop off at the fast food, that's not quality life for your kids. It's not. Because guess what? They're going to learn that, well, hey, fast food's the way to go, and they're going to do that for their children. So really, what kind of legacy are you giving your children? I know I'm hitting some real raw nerves now, and I hope I am. I really hope I am, because you need to wake up. You know, I see the chain of events. You see somebody who's on, you know, who's on the system, okay, their grandmother. Then you see the daughter on the system. Then you see the granddaughter on the system. And then they have babies and babies and babies and babies. And then before you know it, everybody's on the system. Well, guess what? We can't sustain on a system. And do you really, really want to be told what to do? Because when you're on the system, you're actually being controlled by the government. They tell you what to do. They tell you where to go. They tell you everything. Is that the kind of life you want for yourself? Is that the kind of legacy you want to leave your children? Don't you want better for them? Don't you want better for yourself? Don't you think you deserve it? Because you do. But if you don't believe in yourself, there ain't a damn thing I could do or anybody else could do. And if you're going to, like I said, if you're going to live a life of conformity, oh, I got to watch TV because everybody else is watching TV. Bullshit, because that TV ain't going to pay you, okay? None of that stuff is going to pay you. What's going to pay you is if you decide to do a home-based business, one that you've already researched, and we're going to talk about that in further shows. One, let's say you found the perfect home-based business. This is what you want to do. But you got to set yourself up that you're going to decide to do what it takes to get there. Because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take work. Just like the same work that you're doing for that nasty boss that doesn't give a shit about you, doesn't care what, hey, if you can't make it, too bad, they dismiss you. Okay, that's the same thing I do with this job. It is a business, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how many times I have to repeat that, because I see people who do not treat it as a home-based business, as a real business. They treat it as a hobby, and they wonder why they don't get paid. That they get paid hobby pay. It's because you ain't treating it as a business. That's the reality. You know, if you really, really want to make it in life, if you really want to be independent, have your time freedom, do what you want to do, the best way is to be a business owner. And what's better than a home-based business? Because I'll tell you something, I crack up when I see people, I want to do a home-based business, I don't want to put any money out, I don't want to do anything but get paid. Well, let me tell you, tell me where that job is, because I'll take that home-based business any day. You know, I mean, really. It doesn't exist, ladies and gentlemen. What exists is if you want to be in business, guess what? You have to pay money to be in business. You have to pay for advertising. You have to pay, you know, your time or money But you have to do these things in order to have business. You got to have business cards. You got to have a website. You got to have all that. You can't just have a business. Here I am. I have a business, but nobody could find you. I mean, really. You know, that's what I've been seeing. So much conformity, so much just lack of hope out there. You know, I don't know what other way to say this, but the only way you can be of any salvation to yourself, to your family, is by starting a home-based business, okay, and by believing in yourself. You can do this. I don't want to hear it. I have seen people who were handicapped and they still ran a home-based business, okay? There's no excuses. Don't even bother trying to send me an email, say, you know what, I wanted to do that, but I can't do that because I have to watch, you know, what's happening on the game shows. I have to play my game at night. I have to do this. I have to do that. Bullshit. That's all excuse. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. What I want to hear is the fact that you believe in yourself. I want you to repeat that to yourself. I believe in myself. I believe in me. I believe I can do this. I believe I can succeed. Again, repeat that to yourself over and over and over again. And don't just say it. If you're saying it without feeling it, guess what? You're wasting your time. Okay? And you have to start someplace. Some people are like, oh, my God, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You need to set time for yourself, and you need to say, I believe in me. I believe I can do this. I believe I can succeed. Because I'll tell you something, when you start really, truly, truly believing in yourself, I'm going to tell you something, doors open that you have no idea where the heck they came from. Okay, it's like all of a sudden you get a call from somebody who you haven't talked to in 30 years. All of a sudden they want to talk to you and they have the answer to what you're looking for the next piece of puzzle for your journey. It's uncanny. I cannot even explain how many times that has happened to me. You know, where all of a sudden somebody out of nowhere, no idea, no clue, they came out of nowhere, you know what, I just thought about you, or I just came across your site, or whatever. And that's the very person that I needed to talk to for the particular, you know, thing I'm trying to get accomplished. It's just amazing. But if you are in your own way, you know, I laugh because a lot of people tell me, you know, you had breast cancer, and, you know, I don't understand how you could be so happy and how you could be so energetic, you know, if that happened to me. Well, you know what? I wasn't always that way. I get upset. You know, there's times when I get upset because I had the mastectomies. Anybody would do that. But guess what? I had to learn to get out of the way. I took my problems, gave them to God, and said, look, God, I'm done. I can't deal with these problems. And I got the hell out of the way. And the moment I did that, that's when things started to open up for me, and they can open up for you too. So if you don't believe in yourself, you got to do something about it. You know, if you're in that conformity, you got to do something about it. You know, you got to help people like me, okay, who's a light shower, who's a way shower, okay, how to open up other people's eyes, open up other people's minds to get them to believe again. When we're kids, we believe, we have dreams, and as we get older, we just let those dreams go to the wayside. Well, guess what? You were given those dreams as a reason. You know, when I was growing up, I was 6 years old. I wanted to be a nurse. From 6 years old. And guess what? That's all I kept saying. I'm going to be a nurse. I'm going to be a nurse. I'm going to be a nurse. And I did. I did it for 28 years. Okay, so I don't want to hear this excuse that I can't do things that I want to do. You could decide. I mean, how many times we see people in their 80s, 90s finishing college because they never had the opportunity and they wanted to do it and they got it done. So there's no excuse. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what obstacles you have in front of you. I don't care because I could give you a list, and let's compare notes, okay? And let's see who, you know, really. I'm not here to say that your life's, you know, easy. Nothing is easy. But if you have the will, if you have the tenacity to say, you know what, I will make it and I will do that, I'm telling you, doors are going to open. People are going to come into your life that matter, that help you out. So I hope that tonight's show really gets you to think and gets you to say to yourself, and like I said, I want you to do this every day. You get up in the morning and get up at night. I mean, get up at night, geez. Get up in the morning and go to bed at night. I want you to say, I believe in me. I believe I can do anything. I believe I can succeed. And write these down. Okay, carry a card with them. Whatever it is that's your positive affirmations, carry it with you. And when you're feeling that you can't handle things, pull out the card. Tape it to your computer. Tape it to the mirror. Put it in your car, wherever, so you see it. Because I'm going to tell you something. That's going to be one of the tools that's going to get you to really focus. You need to get focused and say, I believe in me. And when you start believing in yourself, other people are going to start believing in you too. Because you know what? Sometimes you have people in the sidelines watching you, waiting for you to make a move. You have no idea these people are following you, that these people are watching you. And they're waiting for you to move. They're saying to themselves, well, if so-and-so can do it, then I could do it. Like I said, you're doing an injustice to people, to your friends, to your family, to your children, if you do not follow your dreams and visions. You really are. So tell me, ask yourself this question. What kind of legacy am I going to leave for my children? And if you don't have children, for your family, for myself, what are people going to remember me for? Okay? Because people want to be remembered. You don't want somebody at the eulogy saying, well, she didn't do anything because she watched TV. She just hung out. No, he didn't do anything because he was worried about what was going on the TV. Is that what you want? Or do you want to leave something where your name is always remembered? And it's not a matter of vanity. It's a matter of your own life's journey. Each one of us have a different journey. And if you don't do what you need to do, you're impacting the person that you're supposed to be in contact with. You really are. You're making their life's journey harder than it should be. So that's why, you know, I say if you don't follow your dreams, you don't follow your visions, that you're being selfish. So hopefully tonight opens up your eyes and take a listen. When you're on YouTube, look for The Strangest Secret. You'll be very surprised. That's the first secret that came out. You have to believe in you. You really do. So again, we're going to have another radio show. It's going to be next week. It's going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I think I'm going to be covering goals, because people tell me they have goals, but they really don't have goals. They just have dreams and they have wishes written down. They don't have what it takes to do a goal. A goal has to be very specific, ladies and gentlemen. It really does. So, with that being said, I hope I gave you enough information tonight that you have to, you know, wake up tomorrow morning, listen to this again, and say to yourself, I believe in me. I believe I can do it. I believe I can succeed. Keep repeating that to yourself. Send me an email at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. I will be here for you. If you have any questions, I'll help you, but I can't help you if you don't make that first step. So with that being said, I want to say goodbye to all my listeners. Have a wonderful evening. And this is Diana Kreck as a Take Action Life Coach. Remember, nothing happens till you take action. Have a great night. Bye-bye for now.